Beautiful. Thanks for playing that. That's Rode My Bike to My Stepsister's Wedding and Disconnectee before that. Jason Lytle of Granddaddy live in the studio here in the afternoon show on KEXP. Is it correct to say of Granddaddy or formerly of Granddaddy? I guess is more accurate, right?
I think I'm giving everybody a taper out period, so it's still okay to say of Granddaddy.
Excellent. So before the new album came out, you guys announced that the band is split up and ending on a real high note. The album's fantastic.
Thanks.
The last song on the album is This Is How It Always Starts. Seems like, to me at least, it's about a relationship breaking up. Did you know before recording the album that the band was splitting up, or was the recording process in part a catalyst for the breakup of the band?
It kind of helped things really come to a head towards the end of the album. There was, even before the album started, there was uncertainty, but still a little bit of hope, you know, that things would sort themselves out. But there was all this other kind of tumultuous crud that was kind of going on in my life as well that could have easily been applied to a lot of that tone that kind of runs throughout the album, which is sort of like, you know, I don't know, just like, or whatever it is you just mentioned.
Yeah, that song or Rearview Mirror could be interpreted as sort of reflecting on the band maybe, and could be a lot of different things.
It was a big relationship. So, I mean, they are a bunch of relationship songs, but it could be like relationships with a number of things or people.
So now that the album's out and there's a little distance, how are you feeling? Liberated? What's next for you?
It kind of helps me to look at it more like, it was like this whitewater rafting trip, bouncing off walls and like, slow bits and fast bits and, scenic bits and not so scenic bits. But it's like, I just feel like, the rivers, I'm at the end of the river and it's sort of, opened up into a bigger body of water, and it kind of gives me time just to sort of float around a little bit and decide, what I want to do. So it's not really, I've been looking at it so much like roadblock. I've been thinking more of like the opening of the end of the river.
Cool,
like that.
Cool. So there's no real sense of urgency on your part or no, crazy plans. You're just going to take some time and look at things.
Yeah.
Sit in the inner tube on the open waters.
Or lie on the beach.
Excellent. That sounds good.
Yeah. I just recently moved, and that was a pretty big move for me. So having uprooted from the place that I've lived for the past 15 years and moving the studio was like a pretty big deal. So once I get settled in, I think a lot of answers will sort of rear their heads in front of me.
Cool. So related to that, I always ask listeners if there's any questions they want me to ask. Who's Jen asks, first of all, she says she loves the new album, and thank you. Why are you trading in Modesto for Montana, and do you think the change of home base will affect the music you make?
I was just looking for a better way of life across the board. I want to be around nice people. I want to be around, timeless, monumental things. I want fresh air. I just want, I want things to get a lot healthier, not in so much of a kind of boring, hippy dippy or settled down or mature way, but just, I don't know. I'm really inspired. I get a lot out of feeling good. And I'm really, despite having gotten all this, material out of living in a place that sort of makes me not feel that good. I think I could still come up with stuff and not have to beat the crap out of myself on a regular basis.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear, an artist taking that kind of perspective too, because certainly we have a choice and don't have to be stuck in any kind of situation we don't want to be.
Yeah, I agree.
It makes me think of a song that I just love on the record. The it's my first favorite song on the record, Elevate Myself, which to me is really a great pop song about not wanting to write or perform pop songs.
or just for me, reminding myself, you know, why it was that I started doing it, and knowing that that is like paramount. That's like, that's above and beyond all the stuff that has gotten hurled and stuck to and attached to all of us throughout the years. Like, I, no matter what, I can always fall back on my love for just, you know, making little songs and kind of getting a kick out of it for myself.
Are there any tricks to maintain doing that, you know, as a musician, artist? Do you ever get burnt out on that? I mean, there's all these other factors, right, that I'm sure contribute, but are there any things that you feel you need to do to get back to that essence and keep that place where you still enjoy for yourself making a fun little song? Maybe that's moving to Montana.
Well, I could think of two big ones right now that I've fallen back on throughout the years. One of them is sort of living in a place that isn't over inundated with, you know, I don't go to shows. I don't have like endless ongoing conversations about gear and equipment and bands and all that stuff. It's like, I don't burn myself out. I'm trying to keep it still kind of like fresh and mysterious, that whole part of it, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll still hear little stories about like a way a band sounds, and I won't even listen to them, but I'll imagine what they sound like. So just kind of imagining what they sound like is sort of, you know, it's kind of exciting. And then of course I, you know, a lot of times I actually listen to them and they sound nothing like that, but it was my own little rendition of it that I hold on to. And the other thing though is also, and I don't even know if I should recommend this, but I really don't play my instruments that much. I really kind of, usually when it comes back time to record or make songs, I have a fresh perspective. You know, I'm like, hey, a guitar, hey, look, chords. It's like relearning a lot of things. And then I kind of come at it like pretty fresh. And I think, I don't know, it may be a cop out, but it's also, I think there, it lends a little bit more of like a childlike kind of, but I'm always straddling that line because I still get frustrated when I can't make my fingers do what my brain wants them to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Well, so it's really awesome having you here playing stripped down and acoustic, because the records tend to be very sonic and full and super lush and have tons of, you know, layers of sound that I know you tinker around a lot in your studio with. Appreciate that. Do you mind playing Elevate Myself?
I can try it, just as I'll be trying everything else that I do here today. Yeah, no problem.